producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-TALK-DAHLI. Sorry, just finishing breakfast. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I multitask. Come on, you got to cut me some slack. I multitask. I rarely have time to just sit down and eat, which is very, very bad and could probably explain my irritable bowel syndrome flare-up that I'm having currently. But the big mistake I had is I had a big salad for dinner two nights ago, and I took half home. Okay, we went to Claim Jumper. Now, we were kind of pre-celebrating hubby's birthday. So we went to Claim Jumper, and I ordered the citrus salad. Yeah, I told you guys I like my citrus salad. So I ordered that, but it was really big. So I took half. Then I packed half away for the next day's lunch. So for yesterday's lunch, I had that. I have been going potty, like, straight for 2.5 days now. And, of course, the irritable bowel isn't liking too much of it. So, it's been kind of difficult. So, anyway, I understand I should probably sit down, have a meal, but look at what happens when I sit down and have a salad. I never have an irritable bowel flare up when I'm grabbing something full of fat or carbs or a nice juicy burger on the run. I don't have any bowel issues. So, tell my doctor who tells me to eat more fiber to, you know, blow it out the colon, because that's what makes it worse. We're going to have Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore, come on in a few minutes. She is the Assemblywoman from my hometown, home state, that kind of helped diffuse and put an end to the Oregon standoff. Want to hear from her. And, we're going to talk about a doctor, and many of you have already heard the story and have asked me how the heck could this happen. Actually, it looks like a team of doctors they performed a frenectomy, which is this tissue that kind of inhibits the movement of the tongue underneath, okay? But they did that on the wrong baby. How does that happen? Many of you suffer from menstrual cramps, and you have found that if you go to marijuana, it works. Well, we need to talk about how maybe we need to be careful about smoking marijuana for menstrual cramps. We had a gentleman who had persistent hiccups, wouldn't stop hiccuping. And remember I taught you guys how, you know, frequent hiccups could possibly be a heart attack? Now there's another possible cause for it we need to be aware of. Apparently he had a tumor. We'll talk about what kind and how that happened. We got Valentine's Day coming up. I know, everybody calm down. I know. I can't stand this holiday either. I'm married. I just too much pressure. I gotta be lovey-dovey. I gotta put some makeup on. I gotta shave my legs. I gotta look good for my husband. No. I don't wanna have, no, you know, and it's love is in the air. Well, it frustrates a lot of people. And, it breaks the bank for some. So we're gonna talk to you about some inexpensive ways to celebrate Valentine's Day. Okay, there's, look, here's the thing, guys. Guys, we'll talk about this in a second, but okay. Yeah, I know you think women just want fancy jewelry. No, that's not the case. Okay? Like, for example, if my hubby decides to, take me out, okay, for Valentine's Day, get me a steak. All right, let's go and have some big piece of red meat. Yeah, or take me shooting. I love going shooting. All right, let me do that. Or take me driving, racing, that kind of thing. No, don't buy me a piece of jewelry. I lose jewelry. That's why I really like costume jewelry, because these things break all the time and then I could throw them out and just get new. But a very piece of fancy jewelry, I don't even know what to do with it. So anyway, we'll talk about that. No, I am not available. All right, so as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I don't know how this stuff happens, but they say doctors at the University Medical Center in Lebanon near Nashville, Tennessee, have erroneously performed a frenectomy on the wrong child. It's this piece of tissue under the tongue that prevents the baby from sucking breast milk and feeding, and it just inhibits movement. So you do a frenectomy, so you cut that piece of tissue under the tongue. I don't know how they mix up the babies. Little Nate, they said, was born at the medical facility on December 16th. Mom, Jennifer Melton, 10 days after a nurse came to take the baby away for routine checkup, there was blood in the boy's mouth when he returned. Mom was like, excuse me. She goes, I began crying, wondering what they did to my little baby. He can't speak and tell him to stop. The pediatrician explained that he had accidentally asked for the wrong child and performed the surgery on Nate by mistake. The doctor that performed the procedure admitted his mistake. I think he said something like, my bad. When the error was discovered, apologizing profusely to, I guess everyone wants to know why this happened. He says, I asked for the wrong infant. I had likely performed the procedure on an infant different than the one I intended to. I admitted my mistake and apologized. But how do you do a procedure on a kid that doesn't need it? For any of you guys that have ever seen a tongue that needs this done, now I have to admit, in terms of surgical procedures, it is a very simple, easy procedure. But it doesn't need a microscope. It doesn't need, I mean, you could see the issue. You could see that piece of tissue. So what the heck was he cutting? If he took the wrong baby and that baby didn't need it, then what did he cut? Did he just cut the extra this is something that you should be able to very easily see in the OR going, wait a second, this kid doesn't need this procedure. Melton and her 33-year-old partner, Dominique Harper, are now worried that now it's going to affect little Nate's eating habits and speech when he grows older. She hasn't been able to sleep. She feels bad. My guess is there's a lawsuit coming. They say 5% of newborns in the U.S. do require this frenectomy to correct the kind of the connective tissue underneath the tongue, right, in their mouth, because then the babies can't speak later. You know how they call it tongue-tied? That's, I think, where it might have originated. The University Medical Center is not commenting on the issue, nor the tissue. So, I'm glad the doctor apologized. I just don't understand how you not know. It's like, okay, I circumcised the wrong kid that was already, I don't know. That's probably not the best analogy. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore joins us live, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
All right, you bet I do. All right, guys, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I know her as my radio sister, all right? And, you know, that's all in radio, we're family. But you all know her as Nevada Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore, who has now made global headlines defusing and helping put an end to the Oregon standoff. Welcome, Michelle. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, sister. What are you doing?
Not too shabby. You know, it's funny because I read the articles on you, and they say you're gun-toting. I mean, you know, the way they – you know how many of us have either are concealed carriers? You know, and look at how that's what they kind of zero in on. You poor thing. I don't know what to say.
I think an armed society is a polite society, and the bottom line is, if you really want civil civil disobedience, you need to exercise your Second Amendment rights because an armed society is a polite society.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, we've talked about how in the olden days you were allowed to protect yourself, you were allowed to arm yourself, and you know it just seems like it's and I know we're here to talk about what happened with the Bundys in Oregon, but I'll have you back to discuss that. But my listeners have heard me go off over and over and over on how we have a right. And speaking of constitutional rights, talk to us about what happened in Oregon. Bring everybody up to speed.
So. Originally, I was flying down Wednesday at late afternoon to Portland, Oregon, which Portland, Oregon is about 7-hour drive from Berg. It's very far. So I'm going to Portland, Oregon, because that is where the people that have been arrested are incarcerated at a federal building in Portland. So I flew into Portland to meet with the attorneys to find out what's going on, what are the charges. And I flew in with other legislators. So we had legislators from Idaho, Arizona, Washington. You know, we had a lot of us that belong to COWS, which COWS is the Coalition of Western States. It's about 50 legislators from the 12 Western states that basically fight government tyranny and fight for our public, fight for the public that, you know, basically, bad things happen. And so we're kind of like that, the background buffer. And when we look, and we fight a lot for our lands, for the 12 Western states, because as you know, our state, Nevada, the federal government claims ownership of 89% of it, which that's our Nevada resources right there. And you talk about, we had almost four Nevada legislators up here. We have Assemblywoman Shelley Shelton, Assemblyman Jim Moore, myself, Assemblyman John Ellison out of Elko would be here in a second as well. So, you know, he stands with us. We had Arizona Rep. Kelly Townsend Skyped in. We had Washington Rep. Matt Shea Skyped in. And Matt is the director of COWS, by the way, the Coalition of Western States. And we had two Idaho representatives here. We had Heather Scott here and Rep. Judy Boyles here on the phone with us. So there was a lot of hands in it. And I will tell you that Ammon Bundy's attorney, Mike Arnold, is just performing as a rock star. So as I landed on the ground, and actually as I was landing on the ground, because, of course, we shut our cellular phones off on the airplane.
Of course, right. Mm-hmm.
As the plane is landing on the ground, I'm getting these texts from COWS and Matt Shea, and he's like, Michelle, there's a live feed, and the last four people, which are Sean and Sandy Anderson and David Fry, and just four people that are at the refuge. The refuge is moving in, and there's a live feed. They actually got a live feed up, and they're demanding to speak to Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore. We've got to patch you into that call. And I want you to understand, like, how brilliant these Americans are that were camping at the refuge. The federal government literally shut their cell service off. So they basically tried disconnecting them from the world by literally shutting their communication down. And that's scary in itself. David Fry, who's a 27-year-old technical whiz, along with a friend of his, Gavin, they got some kind of Wi-Fi antenna access. I have no clue how they did it. But they got a live feed, a live stream out, even as the federal government tried shutting them down. So I got patched in, I got patched into David, to Gavin, who patched me into David Fry. And I literally was on the phone with them for four to five hours from the airplane to the airport to in the car to driving there. And so we de-escalated a situation that was escalating rapidly. And there was absolutely, it was totally uncalled for. However, the great end result is we have four people that are safe and alive, and now we can use their voice to tell the story. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, and for those who joining us, we're talking to Nevada Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore. You know, what's so fascinating about what happened is whether people, support the cause or not, you prevented bloodshed. I mean, this is the, and one thing you had said, and here's a quote, and I hope we're quoting you correctly. You had talked to them on the conference call. We're going to make it through this. We're going to write about it. Now, I've had to talk, you know, suicidal patients down. You know, we've been in situations, very few of us, okay, have been in situations where we could possibly be the last voice they hear before they do something that could cause their death or a decision that unfortunately could cause their demise. And you, without any medical training, psychological training, etc., was able to execute that. And I mean, I just want to say, well done. I mean, bravo. And what you told them, look, you know, you're not going to do any good for the cause, whether we're for the cause or not. You're not going to do any good dead. You being alive, you could talk about it. You could do more. And I thought that was brilliant on your part.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, people have to value life, and they do, but they get so frustrated. And you know, as a doctor, a lot of things go through your mind, and especially when you don't know what the end result is going to be. There's a fear factor there. So there's a lot of fear, like, oh, my God, what if I let them take me, and what if they beat me up, and what if they throw me in a hole, and what, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, I think not knowing what's the next step or what's going to happen to you is definitely a big fear factor for most.
Well, you know, Michelle, you did great. You did good. You saved lives, and you know, you brought to global attention our great state, Nevada. All right, you definitely have your what's the quote they always say? Our big girl panties.
Yeah, we gotta put our big girl panties on.
Yeah, well, you definitely did there. Anything else you want to tell our listeners about your next steps, especially with your passion on government, I guess, government use of our land?
Well, it's just government overreach. And one of the things that's really haunting, especially with the organization I belong to, CAL, is the Coalition of Western States, is this BLM incident. This is not a first time incident. We had it in Nevada. This is a pattern of behavior from them, and the BLM has turned literally into nothing more than a bureaucracy of terrorism against the American people. And Americans need to stand up for Americans, period. Americans need to stand up for Americans and fight the big government bully, because we've got to stop being bullied. That's the bottom line. Is our rural America and our ranchers have to stop being bullied. And that's what I have to say.
Mm-hmm. How can people find you? What's your Twitter handle? And when are you on air?
I'm on air Saturday from 9 to 10, and I'm on air usually Monday with Dave and Pat from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. And
they can stream you from KDWN. Right.
Yeah, my Twitter is at VotesFiore, and they can always go to MichelleFiore.com. That's really an easy way to get me.
By the way, guys, she has a calendar out. I know a lot of you guys think I'm sexy. Okay, she's actually a beautiful woman. So this is they made a calendar. Me, they don't want to make a calendar, but they made a calendar. How can people get your calendar?
They can just go to FioreForCongress.com and order one. They were $25, and now they're $15 because we're in the month of February. So they can just go and make a donation, and we'll send a calendar.
All right. Well, thank you, Assemblywoman. We really appreciate you coming on, and we appreciate your work. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. All right, guys, we're going to be coming back. We got a break coming up. When we come back, I want to talk about this man's, you know, hiccuping, and a lot of us get hiccups, not to freak you out. What if it's your heart? What if it's a tumor? We'll also talk about some inexpensive ways to give your lovey-dovey a gift without breaking the bank. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So a man's persistent hiccups ended up being not a heart attack, not just the hiccups, but a tumor. Apparently, the hiccups would last a few days each over the span of a month. And he went in. And they said it turned out to be a tumor, according to Dr. Mark Golden, an internal medicine hospitalist at Long Island Jewish Medical Center in New Hyde Park, New York, and co-author of the case report. The man had intractable hiccup. We call a hiccup intractable when it lasts longer than 2 days. And he had a tumor that was compressing the phrenic nerve. The phrenic nerve innervates the diaphragm. And the diaphragm is what goes across the chest. It kind of separates the chest cavity from the abdominal cavity. And it helps move the lungs, all right, and controls the breathing. So the nerve was sending signals to the diaphragm, causing it to contract its muscle involuntarily. That then led to hiccups. So anything that irritates the phrenic nerve, infections, medications could do that. The reason why I've told you guys about cases with heart attacks is if you have a heart attack, especially an inferior MI underneath the part underneath the bottom part of the heart that sits right there near the diaphragm and could unfortunately cause these signals too. So according to this case report, the first two bouts, the persistent hiccups were annoying him. Both times he went to the hospital and he didn't seem to have any other symptoms that worried him. The man was given a medication to ease the hiccups. See, what I would have done, I would have done an EKG. I would have done a CPK. Or cardiac enzymes, all right? And because, again, that's how we diagnosed with that guy that was burping all night long, a heart attack. And I would have probably ordered either a chest x-ray or a CAT scan. Now, I know the authors of Obamacare would be like, oh, no, you can't do that. That costs a lot of money. Well, tough noogie. I mean, I want to find what's going on. So if somebody came into the ER and I was the ER doc, that's what I would do. Not sure if they're allowed to do that in this day and age. All right. Third episode that struck that month occurred in the fall of 2014. The man came into the emergency room. He had been hiccuping and vomiting now for 5 days. See, any sort of, I don't understand why nobody scanned him. Anyway, but look, this isn't a period of a month, so I get it. You know, sometimes there's guidelines where you can't do a CT scan first time you see him. I don't know, but when I was in the ER, meh, all right, I was CTing away. I didn't CT too much. We had more trauma and God, we had a variety of things. You know, people coming off narcotics and I don't know, the ER, you saw a bunch of stuff. So then the man was experiencing tingling and numbness in his left arm. I'm still worried about the heart, guys. I hope somebody checked the heart. However, he thought the symptoms were due to an old injury, a slipped disc in his neck, and did not suspect they were connected to the hiccups. But doctors soon found that it was not a slipped disc. So what did they do? Okay, so he started to have trouble walking and swallowing. So they ordered an MRI of the brain and spinal cord. These images showed, okay, whoever's a doctor listening to this is just going to now call me out on this. All right, so leave me alone. I'll explain. They did an MRI on his brain and spinal cord. He had a hemangioblastoma, which is a very large and complex tumor that involves the nerve cells as well as blood vessels, and it was compressing the majority of nerve roots leading to the neck region of the man's spinal cord. So my CT scan could have missed it. Okay, I have enough cojones to admit that, okay? I would have still CT'd his chest, and when, listen, if you CT'd in the ER, the man's chest, I understand an MRI found the tumor, okay? And look, when I was in the ER, when I was an ER doc, we didn't have MRIs. My hospital did not have an MRI that was before that, okay? So cut me some slack, okay? When I was an ER doc, I would have done a CAT scan. Because I would have made sure there was no tumor or nothing sitting on the diaphragm or bothering him. And here's the thing. When you CAT scan, a lot of times you do pick up parts of the back and the spine. I would have then been able to pick up a tumor on CAT scan still. Not as good as an MRI, but I didn't have MRI. Okay, so everybody just calm down. Calm down. See, the reason why I go through this with you, and I'm probably confusing you, that's why I'm just not telling you what happened and then moving on to the next story, is because when you hear this, just like when I hear this as a patient, I think, oh my gosh, well, I don't want that to be me where I'm walking around with a big major tumor. What do I suggest to the doctor? And so I like to go through these cases with you because if you do have a family member that's hiccuping all the time, you can say, look, get the heart checked, get a CAT scan, And then maybe an MRI of the brain and the spinal cord, which they had to do. I wouldn't have missed it, okay? I would not have missed this one because I don't like chronic hiccups. Cut me some slack, Jack. All right, so no family history of this type of tumor. He credited his case report to a third-year medical student. The third-year medical student. Yay, we got a little boy. The medical student, see? He picked up on the signs and symptoms in the man that led down the path for diagnosing his tumor. I work with medical students. These guys rock. Medical students, see, they're like the little babies. Okay, I'm Mama Bear. And then, the babies are the ones that are pre-med. Every time I go down to, like, either UNLV or whatever, because that's the pre-med students, and mind you, some of these people are as old as I am, but it doesn't matter. Okay, when they're pre-med, you know, it's like, to me, the egg and the sperm, you know, right before they meet, they're the little preemie, they're like the little zygote. Okay, and, you know, so, you know, Mama Rebel comes down to talk to the other baby UNLV rebels, okay? Then, when they get into medical school, they're little kids. Okay? You know, so the medical students, and they give them short jackets, and they're not little kids. I mean, these are their adults, okay? They're very, very smart. But in medical terminology, I mean, although I think when I went to school, a lot of us were kind of treated like, you know, the grit on the bottom of the shoe of a kid. But basically, you look at it as the little preemies, infants. You got then the kids, the medical, you got the residents who are in puberty, right? They're like the teenagers, the adolescents, right? And then once you're done with the residency, here you are in my realm, you know, a grown up, an adult. And then you got the fellows, and they're the grandpas and the grandmas. Okay, although I am applying for my fellowship now. I'm as a fellow. I don't know what you're going to have to call me. I don't know if it's going to be Dr. Dahlia or Dr. Fellow Dr. Dahlia or fellow. I don't know. The problem is usually you're in a university setting, and I haven't been in a university setting as much as I want to be, but with all the other years of service and all the other teaching I've done outside of a setting, I may qualify. So we'll find out. I know. I'm really, really excited. I am sure that the board reviews. Doing it now is like, wait a second, not Dr. Dahlia, please. She's going to tarnish the name fellow. For she's a jolly good fellow. For she's a jolly good fellow. Oh, man, I already got the background music all set up if I get my fellow. So anyway, these medical students, they are smart little whippersnappers. And they are trained to look at everything. You know, the older you get, you know, you're like, all right, look, just tell me what's going on. I got five MIs in the back. I got a stroke I'm trying to hover over. I got somebody in SVT. What's going on? You're hiccuping? Really? What, huh? What, huh? And it's like, boom, 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 and you go through. But, you know, some of the, you know, these students are like, wait a second, this is your third time? These last 5 minutes, oh, so good job, medical student. Zachary Hanna. So proud, little boy. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Tell your mommy what you did. I'm so proud of you. You know, some of these kids, they're really young. Some of these medical students are only like 22, 23. Little babies. I know. Okay, anyway. So, but weird. Didn't really have, you know, how else could this have gotten picked up? Guys, if you have any chronic neck pain, if you have a lack of movement of a body part, you should get that imaged. Yes, I like MRIs. I like MRIs a lot. I know they're expensive. I know, you know, if you don't have insurance, that's difficult. But I don't want a tumor getting to the point where it's causing issues such as that. So those are kind of ways to prevent it. Okay, Mama Bear is taking a quick break, and I'll be back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Find it aggravating to wait for your slow flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult to remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow flow system with the power of Black Berkey purification elements. That's because because they're interchangeable with most slow-flow systems, and they purify water up to 8 times faster. You could replace 4 of the slow-flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right, we are back on
the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and our Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I received an email yesterday saying, Dahlia, your relative was right. Way to go on the gravitational wave discovery. My relative. Do you guys think I'm related to Albert Einstein? Do you guys even listen to my show? Do I sound like I share any gene pool with the brilliant Albert Einstein? Look, okay, just because I'm Jewish, I mean, like, yeah, I guess Jewish people are all related somehow, but thank you. I was really honored by that. That was cool. So, no, I am not related to Albert Einstein. I don't think I am. I got to tell you, though, I had a lot of family from Germany. No. I mean, I'm really dumber than a doorknob sometimes. I mean, I just don't. I'll have to look into that. Maybe he knows more than I know. I'll ask my mom. My mom knows everything. I mean, she always goes, well, you're related to Joel Gray and Jennifer Gray. But what about Einstein? All right. So anyway, they say yesterday, for the first time in history, scientists announced that they were able to hear the ripples in the space-time continuum that are produced by cosmic events, and these are called gravitational waves. This discovery opens up a new field of scientific research, one in which physicists listen for the secrets of the universe, listening, kind of like a little baby chirp or a pitch rising, rather than looking. According to Columbia University astrophysicist Sabalx Marka, member of the discovery team, he says, until this moment, we had our eyes in the sky and we couldn't hear the music. The skies will never be the same. I got the music in me. Maybe I am related to him because I'm very musical. Thursday's moment of revelation, okay, see, all right, I'm not related to him, there's no way, has its roots a century earlier when in 1916, my presumed relative, who I don't think I'm related to, being reported by the Washington Post, Albert Einstein, predicted the existence of gravitational waves as part of his groundbreaking theory of general relativity. They say, apparently, in 1915, Einstein gave a series of lectures on his theory of general relativity, asserting that space and time form a continuum. No, let's not do this Back to the Future. Stop it. Space and time form a continuum that gets distorted by anything with mass. The effect of that warping is gravity. And that's the force that obviously compels everything, and that's why when you drop an apple from a tree, it goes through space. That's why lights and planet, etc. So think of, you know, a pond that's nice and still, and then you throw something in the pond, and you have the ripples, and you have the movement, and some things will just kind of stay in the same place, but they'll move around, and some people will move far. You see what I mean? So gravitational waves, which he then proposed in 1916, okay, which, oh, by the way, we're looking at the 100th birthday of that. This is cool. I guess as a corollary to that theory, if space-time is the fabric of the cosmos, then huge events in the cosmos, like a couple black holes banging into each other, must send ripples through it like the fabric of a trampoline vibrates as you bounce two balls on it. The ripples are gravitational waves. They're all around us. Time and space are squeezing and expanding, and we don't even notice. It's almost undetectable. But Einstein deduced that they were there. So, some of you guys are still confused by this. I am too, okay? I mean, I know, you know, when you drop something, it goes to the ground. I kind of get the whole gravity thing. But I guess this obviously was controversial, okay, and then people didn't like Einstein, and, you know, and there was some anti-Semitism, and, you know, and they thought that, you know, the Jews were trying to change science and all that, and, you know, it's, you know, very frustrating on us because, you know, we always have to be on the defense, okay? And, you know, you've seen us play sports, okay, you know? But you know what? We've done a good job. Now they're turning around and going, wait a second, Albert Einstein did know what he was talking about. So, you see? I got to tell you, man, it is. It's, you know, you really, really hope, you know, that people in your demographic, okay, you know, do something right and don't screw up. And I never thought Albert Einstein did anything to screw up. I was always, you know, pretty impressed. Okay, so, no, he's not a relative. I'll have to look it up. I need to do one of those Ancestry.com or I'm afraid to, you know, because I don't know. You worry that you dated somebody you were, you know, related to. I mean, I was overall a good girl, so I don't think I did anything really bad. But, you know, you just, I don't know if I want to know who I'm related to. I mean, there could be somebody, you know, right outside my door, and it's a relative. In fact, I think it's my kid that he got out of school early, you know, Valentine's Day. I know. No, don't make me, don't have me near the kid. All right. So, let me see what happened. Okay, so they kind of talk about the history of that. This is very interesting, and then we move on. Okay. I've been asked if, Einstein had Asperger's. It's been postulated that he had Asperger's or some form of autism. If he did, and it's very hard to prove now because he's passed. It shows the brilliance. I bring up Einstein when we bring up, you know, Asperger's and the autism spectrum because these kids that have autism are brilliant kids. Their minds do things that we can't. And rather than looking at autism or Asperger's as a disability, we have to look at it as they have a certain gift, but it's in a different dimension than we in our society can handle. And so many times we have to dumb these kids with amazing gifts down to socialize on our level. Okay. You know, I mean, I know, you know, people think of Rain Man and they go, okay, well, I get, you know, and it's not that they are very severely disabled and then they may have one gift. My guess is they are all geniuses and they are all superheroes. And it's just because of what's going on, they just can't hone it down. I really urge you guys because this is what kind of clarifies it for me whenever I look at autism or, you know, more severe degrees of Asperger's is when, remember the new good looking Superman came out, I don't know who the actor is, but okay, not the old Christopher Reeve Superman, but remember they redid Superman and came out a couple years ago? Well, in that movie, Superman Returns maybe, I don't know. And the movie has a kid, he's in a closet at school. And the teacher had to call the mom to get him out of the closet. And he said, I keep hearing these things, I keep seeing everything. And when you look at that, he was doing a very similar physical movement that an autistic child does. And we find out that these autistic children are sensory overloaded. We got to be careful with music. We have to sometimes give them certain music to hush everything out. These kids are picking up things that we don't. These kids are seeing things that we don't. They are geniuses. And until we could figure out how to harness that strength and allow them to do what they were born and destined to do, we're kind of going about it possibly the wrong way by trying to hone them down and medicate and just so they could work with society. And I understand it's very debilitating if they can't toilet train yet and if they can't, interact and have social relationships. You know, they say Einstein seemed to be socially inept. Well, I mean, his mind had to do what he did. Okay? The social part wasn't as big an issue. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We're right back.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.